Sunday is voting day in Greece, and many voters there head to the polls angry that their country has become an economic basket case. NPR's Sylvia Poggioli reports that protest votes could fill parliament with an array of new parties. Most surprising is the growing popularity of the xenophobic Golden Dawn Party, which espouses a neo-Nazi ideology.
There are hardly any posters of the long dominant socialist and New Democracy parties. Traditional outdoor rallies have been replaced by quiet indoor gatherings with loyal supporters. The muted, apparently clandestine campaign stems from the two big parties' plummeting credibility. Kostas Panagopoulos, who runs the ALCO polling agency, has never seen such an unstable political climate.
There's a lot of anger within the Greek society. We are moving to the upcoming elections wanting to punish those we blame for today's situation.
The mainstream parties are paying the highest price for the country's economic decline. One of the most active new parties is the ultra-right-wing Golden Dawn. Its latest rally was in the working-class neighborhood of Bournazi. Party supporters here are mostly young, muscular, tattooed men, heads shaven, and wearing black T-shirts with the party logo, an ancient Greek motif resembling the swastika. They blame the Eurozone crisis on what they call international banksters. After almost negligible support in elections 3 years ago, polls suggest Golden Dawn could win as much as 5%. Its message is simple: dump austerity measures and kick immigrants, all of them are considered illegal, out of Greece.
We are a Christian nation and we are Europeans. We don't need Asian Muslim fanatics in our country.
Ilias Panagiotaros, Golden Dawn spokesman, explains party policy.
Seal our borders with mines, full protection from the army in the borders, high penalties and fines for Greeks who are renting houses to illegal immigrants, high penalties and fines to Greeks who have illegal immigrants in their jobs.
The Golden Dawn bookshop sells Hitler's Mein Kampf and other neo-Nazi propaganda. But Panagiotaros sidesteps a question about members' use of the Nazi salute.
You call it Nazi salute, that's how they were saluting in ancient Rome and ancient Greece. So we consider this ancient Greek saluting.
Agios Pantelimonas is a neighborhood densely populated by Asian and African immigrants. In recent years, the crime rate has soared. This is Golden Dawn's recruiting ground among the native, impoverished and frightened underclass. Party members offer themselves as bodyguards to escort the elderly to ATM machines and grocery shopping. In front of the Orthodox Church, a large graffiti proclaims, "Greece for Greeks." An elderly woman, who gives only her first name, Stavroula, is grateful to Golden Dawn.
I pray to God they will enter Parliament and restore order.
Poster Panagopoulos says Golden Dawn does not have deep political roots in a country that prides itself on its heroic anti-Nazi resistance in World War II. He blames the mass media for failing to inform voters about the party's real ideology.
They do not know what these guys believe. Those people, first of all, they do not believe to democracy. We're talking about Nazis.
And yet, Golden Dawn's anti-immigrant campaign has put the spotlight on an issue long ignored by the political mainstream: the large inflow of immigrants, now representing 10% of the population. In a bid to catch up, the government this week opened the first of dozens of detention camps for illegal immigrants. Golden Dawn is one of several fringe parties on the left and the right taking advantage of the discredited political mainstream. Several analysts say this fragmentation will make governing difficult, a reminder of the instability and social unrest of Weimar Germany in the 1930s. Sylvia Poggioli, NPR News, Athens.